Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look in Zechariah 5, verse 1. There are answers here tonight. Are you believing with me for it? There are answers. Oh, thank God. The prophet Zechariah saw this in the spirit. He said he turned and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a flying roll. Actually, we'd say scroll. Put this in the NIV. How about it? And see, he said scroll. A flying scroll. Now, that's the precursor to a book. We might say a book. And verse 2, he asked me, what do you see? He said, I see a flying scroll, 30 feet long, 15 feet wide. That's a big one. And he said to me, what? This is the curse that is going out over the whole land. Actually, what the King James says, whole earth, doesn't it? Over the whole earth. For according to what it says on one side, every thief will be banished. According to what it says on the other, everyone who swears falsely will be banished. And verse 4, it goes on to say, the Lord Almighty declares, I'll send it out, it'll enter into the house of the thief and the house of him who swears falsely in my name. It'll remain in his house and destroy it, both its timber and its stones. He saw in the spirit the curse on a scroll, and it was going over the whole land. Other translations say the whole earth. Now, if you were here with us last time, if you weren't, you know, you can get online and or get a CD or DVD and catch up with us. But we talked about how that God's forces are very powerful, and once He releases them, they're self-sustaining. They keep going. Like light, gravity, electricity. God does not have to stoke up gravity or light every morning to keep it going. When He released it, it's still going. And when He spoke, we looked at what He told Israel to do. He told part of them to stand on Mount Gerizim and speak the blessing, and part of them to stand on Mount Ebal and speak the curse, and all of this was written down on scrolls. And when God says something, He's never just saying. Amen. You want to quit using that phrase too. I'm just saying. What does that mean? I'm talking, I'm making noise, but it means nothing. You don't want to do that. You're made after God's likeness and image. His words carry weight and power and change things. They create things and they change things. And you and I have the same ability in us. Most have never learned anything about it. Most have never developed much in it. But you and I are supposed to rule and reign even in this life through faith-filled words in the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you believe it or not? Amen. Jesus showed us how it's done when He walked the earth. He spoke to the wind and waves. They obeyed Him. He spoke to the dead. He spoke to fevers. He spoke to evil spirits. Somebody says, yeah, but you know, He's the Son of God. He's not doing that as God. He's doing that as a man. The Bible said He emptied Himself of his mighty weight and glory and power and became like other men, Philippians says. And we're told if we believe on him, then the works he did, we will do, and greater works than these. If he did what he did as God, how can we believe that? How could we do the same works he did and even greater works? How? He must have done them as a man. Is that right? Anointed with the Holy Spirit. And if he would anoint us with that same Spirit, amen, we begin to see the glorious possibilities of walking in authority and power. When he spoke, things changed. Oh, hallelujah. Well, when the words that we see written in Deuteronomy 28, it'll come to pass. If you'll listen, if you'll obey, all these blessings will come on you. Be blessed when you go out, when you come in, your basket, your store, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we got down to verse 15, if you won't listen, if you refuse to listen to me, all these curses will come on you when you go out, when you come in. Do you understand? When God said that, it was released into the earth. It's still here. Yes. Are y'all with me, friends? Yes. The prophet saw it. And like we talked about last Friday, a lot of people have died from gravity. Is that right? Yes. Would you say God murdered them?
No.
Well, he created it. Now, gravity is also a good thing. It's keeping us from flying off the surface of the planet. A lot of people have died from electricity, haven't they? Did God murder everybody who died from electricity? No, they got on the wrong side of it. Come on, can you see that? Whose choice is it whether you're cursed or blessed? Many people try to say, you know, whether they come right out and say it or not, they imply people that are having, you know, don't have what they need and going through such terrible, terrible things. For some reason, God chose for them to have that kind of hard, terrible life. And somebody that's enjoying, you know, plenty, we don't know why, but for some reason, God chose. No, the Lord said, I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. You choose. He's not choosing. Somebody said, well, how is it that a lot of these kids and go through such terrible things? Their parents. Right. And their parents' parents. Yes. And sometimes you got, you know, people got away from God generations ago. Yes. And their descendants are still paying the price for it. Because they hadn't got back to God yet. People made their own choice. But God has not changed. And the blessing is still here. Yes. And the curse is still here. Yes. What we want to do is connect to the blessing, yes, and disconnect, amen, from the curse. Amen. Why would you say that? Well, go to a scripture. Let me show you. In Proverbs 26th chapter. Proverbs 26. Now, I know I get a little adamant sometimes, but it's because of the persistent lies that are still in the church. Have you read Deuteronomy 28? Anybody in here? Have you ever read it? I don't think I'll take the time tonight. Eventually, we're going to get into some more of the verses and take our time and look at them, I think. But he goes verse by verse talking about you'll be above and not beneath. You'll be the head and not the tail. You'll have so much, you'll be able to lend. You won't need to borrow. You'll be healthy. Your kids will be healthy. Your livestock will be healthy. You'll have plenty of rain in your land. I mean, he goes on and on and on and on. Anybody tries to attack you, they'll get confused and run away seven different ways. And then he starts talking about the curse and how bad it'll be. You'll have all these diseases. You'll be broke. People will take your stuff and you'll have no power. You'll lose your kids, on and on and on. Now that is very plain between blessing and curse. But you know what many, many, many church-going people today have believed is that a curse could be a blessing in disguise. Do many people preach this? It's a lie. But it is such a persistent lie. People won't even resist sometimes disease. They just give up and go, well, you know, I don't know why God chose to put this on me, but is it a curse or not? Then it's not a blessing.
Amen.
Don't act like it's some kind of good thing.
Yes.
Did you hear me, friend?
Yes.
Being broke is not a good thing.
Amen.
Being sick is not a good thing.
Amen.
Ever.
Amen.
We've all had issues, but it doesn't change the truth.
Right.
No. And there's still this terrible confusion all through the body of Christ of people trying to convince each other and preaching to each other and believing these lies. You know, somebody had an accident. Teenager got killed. Well, we don't know, but you know, God took them and we don't know why. No, God didn't take them. They went early and they went wrong. If they're believers, He received them. But He didn't take them. Wrong language. And having your body crushed in an automobile when you're 18 is not a blessing. There ain't no way you can make a blessing out of it. Contracting cancer or AIDS is no blessing ever for anybody. As long as you're confused about this, you will be absolutely faithless when it comes to receiving a healing or deliverance. If you're questioning the will of God about these things, you cannot have faith in these areas. And faith is how you receive.
Amen.
Faith is how you resist. You're not going to resist something you think might be the will of God. You're not going to go all out to receive something you're not sure it's God's will for you to have. That's why we must not, like the Ephesians says, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. How are we going to find the will of the Lord? Don't ask everybody you know. Get in the book. Is that right?
Yeah.
Get in here. Get it settled for yourself. Don't take my word about anything. Don't take any preacher's word about anything. Get in here. Get it settled for yourself. Is this a curse? Then God doesn't want me to have it.
Amen.
I'm not supposed to have it. In fact, I've been redeemed.
Amen.
From it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Faith of God who gives me